Good evening. This is Mr. Snotbottom, producer of Cliff and Candle Coast to Coast. The following episode tackles the controversial topic of the drug known as marijuana, or in some circles, the Jesus herb. The show features simulated usage and a frank discussion of the substance. Cliff and Candle Coast to Coast Productions does not condone the use, misuse, or non-use of any drug. We invite you to discuss your own beliefs and opinions about marijuana with your family after listening to tonight's program. Now, on with the show.
Previously on Cliff and Candle Coast to Coast.
Speaking of rolling papers, It's also Marijuana Awareness Month.
Ooh, let's all get aware.
Let's all get aware. That's going to be the new euphemism.
I'm so aware right now.
I'm so aware.
And I'm really hungry.
Kendall, write this down. We have to do a show about 420 on April 20th.
Ooh, and we can record it. 420.
Here they are again, Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from, whatever.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Cliff!
Hey there, you.
Now, you know what time it is, Cliff? It is.
Wait, I was saying hello to the listener there when I said you. You.
Oh.
Hello, Kendall. How you doing?
Hey,
I said
Cliff.
Hello to everybody.
Cliff, it is 4:20 in the afternoon. I'm not kidding.
I've made the rounds.
I'm not kidding. It truly is.
I know you're not. It really is. And when you heard just in that previously on, You did not wake up from the nightmare you thought you were having. You are listening to our show.
Uh-huh.
This is your life. But anyway, as you heard, Kendall's idea was to do it at 4:20, and we are.
I know sometimes we fudge things and say we're places we're not, but we
on
are.
On a plane.
It's 4:20 right
now.
Yeah. It is, I swear to God.
Except for that one time we were on a plane, we really were, and there was this crusty nun between us. This is awareness month.
Awareness.
I was not sold on doing this show until you came up with that title, and I said, well, we have to do it, if only for the title. Now, Kendall, I've just been rambling for the last year.
Well, that's what
happened.
Why don't
you tell us something there?
Tell us something. Well, Cliff. Awareness.
Uh-huh.
Now, Cliff, have you ever been aware? Have you ever tried awareness, as we'll call it throughout the show?
I had a frog in my throat.
Is that what we're calling it?
Do you remember when they used to... I feel like at one point in my life, people were constantly saying, oh, I've got a frog in my throat. People don't say that anymore.
I do.
No, you don't. When is the last time you heard somebody say, oh, I've got a frog in my throat? At one point in my life, people were saying that constantly.
Well, you're going to have to talk to me more often because I say it whenever my sinuses are acting up.
I got a frog in my throat. Now, Kendall, did you ask me a question earlier?
Did I?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, I did. I said, have you ever tried the use of the herbal drug in question?
Kendall, I cannot talk about broken laws. Therefore, I will not answer one way or another except for saying no. And I never would because it's illegal. Now, what about you?
Well, yes, I have.
Kendall, I hope the statute of limitations is over.
Hello, it's not illegal in California to...
I think the way you did it, it was.
Well, nuh-uh, because the person got it from a prescription.
Oh, so if I give you a whole bunch of my Ativan, you will...
I don't see the police knocking down the door saying, hey, you're taking the wrong prescription.
Well, then, sure, Kendall. Then we'll just make up things. And I did with you that time.
I know. Shut up. I did it one time and one time only. And it really it didn't make me crazy. I just felt...
It's because you're so fat.
I felt hungry and tired. And I feel that way all the time anyway. So I thought, why do something that makes me feel even more hungry and more tired?
Kendall, let me set you and your Mike Huckabee ways aside.
Yes.
Huckabee. I watched Huckabee. The other day. I watched the Nail, that movie with Jodie Foster.
Where the hell did that come from?
You're about to get it. You're about to hear.
Oh, okay. please tell the story before you have the anecdote.
Now, one more thing in the middle of this. There, and this is, I say this to you as
hey,
a loving
friend.
You've
made it this far into the show. I'm sorry. I'd be ashamed to give up now. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after the break.
No, we won't.
We're here. Although that's a good sentiment to share at any point during the show. You've made it this far.
Don't give it up yet.
Kendall, I say this as a loving friend.
I hit that
who
with
wants
my elbow. Yeah.
You to know that was your love handle.
That was my love
spread
handle.
Out there,
hit the
other inch to the side.
It's hot in here. Somebody open a window.
There's no T in the beginning of anecdote.
In the beginning?
There's one at the end.
No.
There's not in the... Anecdote is how you say it.
Anecdote. Okay, that... I know there's not a T in there. I just prefer to enunciate. Anecdote.
Antic? Antic? Are you saying antic? Anic. Like anic. Antique?
Anic. Anecdote.
Anecdote. Oh, you're putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Please tell the story before you have the anecdote. The wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Kendall, I feel like we are in a grammar show.
What the hell are we talking about? This show has went terribly awry. It is like 4:27 and already.
In Busheltown, they say, I got a rye in my throat instead of a frog.
Mrs. Potter Butter turn. She says, I got some gold in my throat.
She's
so
too rich to die. Kendall, speaking of the previously on, you said 4:20.
What was that about Jodie Foster?
Oh! I forgot. I knew I meant to say something,
yeah,
but I'd forgotten what it was.
I knew.
Okay, Jodie Foster. I watched the movie Nail the other day in one of my classes.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever see that?
I have not.
It's so depressing. No, it's so depressing. It's not bad. She's good in it, but it's real hard to watch because she's sort of like disabled and she has this language disorder.
Uh-huh.
And, and she said, Miss Chickabee. She said that a lot.
Oh.
Or she said, Chicka, Chicka, Chickabee.
You combine that with my poor use of grammar and Huckabee. And it all went together.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could be here to translate to our listeners what was just going on there. Cliff, I just took my glasses off and you still look fat. Even blind, you look fat. Yes, Cliff. That's not even funny.
The blind know how fat I am.
That's not even funny.
How fat I am. Speaking of 420.
Yes. Do you have some stuff about me about 420?
I'm going to fill you in. April 20th has become a counterculture holiday where lots of times people gather to celebrate and consume cannabis.
It's coming up, people.
It's coming up. And now a large celebration is held every year on the University of Colorado's campus in Boulder, where our First Lady of Podcasting lives.
Oh, we love our First Lady of Podcasting.
We love her. We'll send our love down the well to her. And
down the way.
She was also in the previously on. If you remember, this whole episode is referring back to that one previously on
well,
at the beginning. But anyway, they have a large celebration there at the University of Colorado.
Hope you're enjoying this, listeners.
Or Colorado. They say in Colorado. And now, Kendall, in 2009, it was estimated that the crowd reached over 10,000.
Ooh. I bet it took a lot of cops to stop that one.
No, and now here's the thing. This would make their celebration of the hopeful legalization of marijuana one of the largest such celebrations in the United States. That's about Boulder. But now, oh, they said that nobody was issued a ticket for having marijuana.
How nice.
What are you doing? Sign language?
No, I was playing with my headphone wire. I got distracted.
I can't see the wire. I just saw your hand doing weird like that.
What are you doing? You thought I was having fun over here.
I thought you were saying, my crotch is on fire down here. Because he's sort of pointing to his crotch. Everybody.
Oh, what's going on? No, but Cliff, they are trying to legalize marijuana here in California. It's going to be on the ballot. I'm serious.
I think we said that.
We did not.
Didn't we not?
I think it's really smart because first of all, California is in a huge budget crisis where they're like having to shut down libraries and shit. And
shut down the library.
If we can tax prostitution in Las Vegas, then we can tax Mary J. here in California. Okay?
Yeah.
Why the hell not? And Cliff, that's not even funny, but you know what is?
What?
Hey, Cliff!
Hey!
Hey, kids! It's time for some bad jokes! And I will start us off since Cliff is predisposed with being fat over there for the moment. Now, Cliff, this man, he is looking in the classified ads for a job. He's been smoking too much Mary Jane. He's got to find a job. Oh. So he notices an advertisement for a toothbrush salesman and figured that shouldn't be such a bad job. So he calls in and goes in.
Oh, dear Lord.
Now, they hire him, Cliff. I know you weren't expecting that. The next day, he heads out to the neighborhood to make some sales. 5 hours later...
I had no idea he would be a toothbrush salesman.
I knew you wouldn't. So 5 hours later, he comes home. I'm going to try to make it through this joke. And he says, man, I have...
I really didn't know.
He says, man, I've only sold one toothbrush. That's not enough. The next day.
Who did he say? He probably bought that one himself.
Technical difficulties have occurred with Cliff and Kendall. Please do not adjust your broadband connection. Thank you.
So Cliff, 5 hours later, he comes in and tells the man, I only sold one toothbrush. And he said, that's not enough. So the next day, he goes to a richer neighborhood, thinking that maybe those people would buy more toothbrushes. Now, he ends up selling two toothbrushes. Now, he goes to the boss for advice, and his boss says, look, you're a great guy and all, but you got to come up with a gimmick. So the salesman thinks about it, and later that night, he finally comes up with one. So the next day, he gets a booth near the subway, and he has a sign that says, free chips and dip. And a guy walks over, puts the chip in the dip, and says, this tastes like shit. And the salesman says, yes, it is. You want to buy a toothbrush? He was selling toothbrushes to clean that shit off their teeth.
Dude, he made them eat doo-doo, Kendall. I hope you understood that point of the joke.
I did.
Okay. Now, Kendall, this one, I thought we needed a little Christmas.
Oh, right this very minute.
Now, so it's the day before Christmas break, and it's the last period of the day at you-know-who's school, little Johnny.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here he is, folks. You asked for him, and you got him. Everyone wants to leave, all right, because it's the last period of the last day at school. And so the teacher says, now, class, I'm going to ask a question, and whoever gives the correct answer can leave early. And little Johnny, he thinks to himself, yes, I'm going to answer before anybody else. And the teacher asks, who said 4 score and 7 years ago? And before little Johnny can even open his mouth, Sally yells out, Abraham Lincoln. And the teacher says, that's right, Sally. Well, you can leave now.
Good for Sally.
And Sally said, you can... Okay, so Sally got to leave, everybody. Remember that? And then the teacher says, who said, I have a dream? And before the teacher even finishes speaking, Amanda yells out, Martin Luther King. And the teacher says, that's right, you can leave now.
Amanda.
Frustrated, Johnny mutters under his breath, I wish these bitches would keep their mouths shut. and the teacher hears them and angrily demands, "Who said that?" Johnny immediately replies, "Tiger Woods, can I go now?"
That is
so topical.
Current topical little joke.
People cannot believe we've made a joke referring to something that happened in the last 5 years.
I know. Look at that. Tiger Woods. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Cliff and Kendall Post to Post. Did you watch him on the Masters, by the way?
No.
Me neither. Now, Cliff, this guy walks into a psychiatrist's office. I don't know. He got fourth, I think. A guy walks into a psychiatrist's office with a concerned look on his face, Cliff. And the doc, he says, "I'm worried." No. He says, "Doc, I'm worried. It's that dream. I'm having it again." No. And the psychiatrist says, "What dream?" And the guy says, "You know, the one where I'm into sadism and bestiality and necrophilia. Should I be worried or am I just beating a dead horse?" Get it?
That is a classic.
Do you get it, Cliff? Oh, have you told that one before?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not.
Ooh.
Kendall. Now, I want you to remember before I tell you this joke. I'm in college and you're married, okay?
Is that the joke?
No.
That's a good one.
That's sort of a, yeah. It's up to you, dear listener, kind of to figure out
you're what the punchline is. And I'm married? Yeah. That is kind of funny.
It is weird, right? And now, a father and his son were grocery shopping one day, Kendall, when they came across a great display of condoms. Oh, yeah. And the son asked, you guess who that son was? Little Johnny. And the son asked, he says, "Dad, what's the 3-pack for?" And the father replies, "That's for when you're in high school. Two for Friday night and one for Saturday night." And the son asks again, "What's the 6-pack for?" And the father replies, "Well, that's for when you're in college, little Johnny. Two for Friday night and two for Saturday night and two for Sunday morning." And the son asks, "Oh, what is the 12-pack for?" And he says, "Well, that's for when you're married. One for January, one for February, one for Kendall.
Oh, that is funny, Cliff. You joined all the generations of everyone. College folks, high schoolers, and us old-ass married people.
Can you? Oh, what a time. Oh, my goodness. I'm razzing you.
I'm allergic to latex.
That's another story. Can you believe how much more sex, according to that joke, I'm having than you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
one would assume that.
One would assume.
And one would be wrong.
Oh.
Now, Cliff, speaking
F
of you. Speaking of you, Cliff, there was a loser who couldn't get a date. I'm just kidding. Now, Cliff, he went to a bar.
Oh, my goodness.
And he went to a bar and asked a guy how to get a date. And this guy said, "Well, it's simple. I just say I'm a lawyer." And so the guy, he went up to this pretty woman. He asked her out. And after she said no, he told her that probably was a good thing. He didn't say that at all. But he said that's probably a good thing because he had a case early in the morning. And she said, "Oh, you're a lawyer?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, I am." And so then they went to his place, Cliff, to have a bone session.
Oh!
When they were in bed, boning, the guy started to laugh to himself, sort of like you're doing now. And then she said, "What is so funny?" And he said, "Well, I've only been a lawyer for 15 minutes, and I'm already screwing somebody." Take that, lawyers.
Now, Kendall, the lawyers I worked for, refer to the first 40 episodes of the show, everybody. They were the nicest.
People don't know what we're talking about.
Sweetest people. I know, it's been 1,000 years. It doesn't feel like it, but it has.
That's because you didn't work with them long enough to know them.
I worked with them for a year. Okay. They were the nicest, sweetest people anybody could ever want to know. And that's true.
Oh, Kendall, 12-pack. 12-pack.
Little Johnny.
Oh, these are all little Johnny jokes. Jesus, Cliff. Will anybody teach him the proper ways?
I don't know, Kendall. Let's see if they do today. Okay. Little Johnny.
Let's listen in.
His little red wagon. He goes to the store and he asks the clerk, this is when he had sort of a speech impediment here today.
Oh,
he
no.
He said to the clerk, "Do you have any bum?" And the clerk said, "No, you mean gum." And then Johnny asked the clerk, "Do you have a bucket?" And the clerk said, "No, you mean a bucket." And finally, little Johnny, he asked the clerk, "Do you have a cock and spank it?" And the clerk said, "No, you mean cocker spaniel." And as little Johnny goes home with all this stuff in his little red wagon, he suddenly forgot one more thing. So he goes up to an old man, and he said to him, "Sir, can you hold my bum and fuck it while I get my cock and spank it?" Wait, there must be more to this. Where did I write? That's not possibly the end.
You screwed up that joke.
Kendall, where? Oh, no.
I think he forgot his cocker spaniel.
I don't know. We'll never know.
Technical difficulties have occurred with Cliff and Kendall. Please do not adjust your broadband connection. Thank you.
That can't be the end. That cannot
that
be
the end. That can't be the end, Cliff.
Oh, God. I don't know. Oh, no. I can't leave.
Stay tuned
until like
after
that.
The show when you will hear the conclusion to that joke.
Oh, after you Google it.
I got to take a break, Cliff. I got to take a break.
I have one question for you.
Uh-oh. Oh, I was wrong. It is not time to take a break. What's the question there, Cliff?
Kendall. Why is sleeping with a man like a soap opera?
I don't know, Cliff. Why?
Just when it's getting interesting, they're finished until next time. Oh. And until next time, I'm Cliff.
Wait, we're not going off there. We're going to break. We'll be right back after this,
everybody.
That's what
I meant for a break.
Don't go away. Cliff and Kendall will be right back in one fat minute.
Hey, Kendall, do you like vegetables?
No.
Oh, how about cake?
Ooh.
That's what I thought. Kendall, give me your opinion on sweet lady cabbage.
What a whore.
Ouch. Gonna say ouch for lady cabbage.
God.
Whoa. All right, cake.
Ooh.
You know what time it is? It's cake o'clock. Yes, cake is the only way to eat.
And now, welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Speaking for the legalization of marijuana.
Says I fear Babylon. Tell them say I'm a true ganja man. No, me no fear Babylon. Tell them say I'm a true ganja man. Take a look in Genesis and me say book number one. Jah make the herb seed for the human. It start way back on from creation. That was the time when the weed come from. So Jah make the herb, give it unto Adam. That man they lose, that's how make it find Abraham. Old man Moses climb Mount Zion. How will they find the city in the grave of Solomon? Fireman, know it is a weed of wisdom. Some communion for inspiration. I know they want for different chalice out of me. And them fight against long time tradition. Babylon is a man with wicked intention. All Babylon, they mean a malfunction. A re-rasta man is a conscious man. Don't see them start a weed revolution. Man, oh, says I fear Babylon. Tell them say I'm a true ganja man. No, me no fear Babylon. Tell them say I'm a true ganja man. They find the cure for cancer in a Babylon.
All right, Cliff, we are back.
Ow!
We are so back, it's scary. People are worried how back we are. Hopefully everybody.
Possible. They're so back. I'm afraid they're so back. Like there are degrees of backness. You're either back or you're not.
Well, it's getting very in depth. Hopefully that everybody that is listening to the show is joining in on the 420 revolution so that they can understand what the hell is going on. But now, Cliff.
Yeah.
Speaking about how back we are, I think it's time to find out what the kids are saying these days, Cliff.
Oh, that is a good correlation there.
That is a good correlation. I work hard on these segment transitions.
I work hard for these figurines.
Now, Cliff, why don't you start us out? Tell us what the kids are saying.
Here we are. Kendall, do you know one thing? I just looked it up a lot of children. I polled a lot of kids.
I just polled it up. Polled it up. Get it?
They're saying cactus, Kendall. Cactus. Do you know why they're... Cactus. You think that's just a beautiful but spiky flower.
I saw lots
not.
Of them in Arizona.
It is a slang term for being real out of it, caused by being overly tired, stoned, hungover, or just generally spaced out. Now, see, I've related that to today's show.
So, I'm so old, I don't even understand. So people say, I'm cactus?
Yeah. Or if you were telling a joke, but you weren't making any sense, I'd be like, dude, Kendall Roney, you are so cactus right now.
Oh my God, you sound like Justin Bieber over there. Now, Cliff.
I am Justin Bieber, plus times two, quadrupled in weight.
Now, Cliff, have you heard
of... quintupled. Let's not.
Let's not.
I was also going to say, cactus also means, it could mean a vajayjay or a nut sack covered with stubble. Alright, I'm done.
That was more interesting definition.
If Susan's like, Kendall, you are a cactus, you have to stop and think, am I spaced out right now, or is my nutsack too stubborn?
Or do I need to shave again? I'm just kidding. Now, Cliff, famine underwear. Do you know what that is?
Is it? Yes, no. I mean, you tell me.
Those are garments you wear during a shortage of underwear, Cliff, when you haven't done laundry in several weeks, and they're usually characterized by a lack of elasticity, usually large and awkwardly located holes, stains, and typically at least 5 or 10 years old. In some case, you can use soccer shorts, underwear of unknown origin, thongs, bathing suit bottoms, or granny panties. They can all be considered famine underwear.
Famine underwear.
Do you have any famine underwear, Cliff?
That's pretty much all I have, is famine underwear.
I was being the nanny there for a second.
I was going to say, I wear my underwear till the wheels come off. Isn't that a folksy expression?
That's folksy. Except underwear doesn't have wheels.
Speaking of folksiness, a Dutch oven. Do you know what that is?
I think I do know what that is.
Dutch oven.
Isn't that when you put somebody under the cover and fart and like keep them in there?
Yeah, let me read you the technical definition. Okay. Blowing hard-ass wind under the covers several times and building up a stench while your old lady is brushing her teeth and getting ready for bed. Then when she gets into bed, pull the covers over her head and yell, Dutch oven! And then let her enjoy the stench of your ass gas for at least 30 seconds.
Oh, Susan and I often play Dutch oven, Cliff. You were laughing so loud that you froze for a second there. Now,
Dutch oven! And you pushed Susan's hand under the
She loves it. Now, Cliff, have you heard of a Vagimonster?
No.
Now, this is not me saying this. I want to tell our listeners that this is... I'm reading what the kids are saying. This is not in any way endorsed by Cliff or Kendall.
We are being like 48 hours. We are just saying, parents, these are your children.
If you have children, you might want to leave. They might want to leave the room during this. But a Vagimonster, Cliff, is a really big, razor-sharp twat cake.
Squat cake?
That's what it says. That's probably another definition we should look up. But to use it in a sentence, that Vagimonster didn't close the door behind her. And I'm just gonna.
It all hinges on the meaning of squat cake.
Well, that's for next time. I'm gonna go ahead and go with another one since you're laughing so hard. Have you heard of fachugly?
Fachugly, no.
That is a combination of fugly and chugly, used to describe. Again, this is not what I'm saying. This is what the kids are saying. It's used to describe a fat, nasty bitch. And I'm going to read this definition. I'm going to read this definition that kids today sent us by a text message. Of course they did. Text us at 818-3084-FAT is where they sent it. And this is fachugly used in a sentence. Did you see that fachugly bitch beating his dick like it owed him money?
Oh, God.
That was not me saying that, Cliff. That was the children of today.
Did you say fat, chubby, and ugly? That's what it means?
No, the combination of fugly and chugly.
Oh,
so theoretically, God. We could be considered fachugly.
Yeah, kiddo, okay.
Okay.
I have one more to tell you.
Okay, I do too.
Hot lunch. Oh. This is the act of placing cellophane over your partner's mouth, then defecating on the cellophane. Your partner then takes your feces into their mouth and tongues it through the cellophane. Oh, God, Kendall. Or it's doing that, then busting through the cellophane at the moment of ejaculation, giving the person a mouthful of dookie and semen. Kendall, why are people doing this?
But I know a toothbrush salesman that could come and help him out.
Why? I never thought he'd be a toothbrush salesman, man. And why are people hot lunching?
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard, Cliff. Now, I've got one more for you. Okay. It's called a fucking chuck. Do you know what a fucking chuck is, Cliff?
No!
That is when you have sexual intercourse with someone and then leave them. And
I was waiting for throw up on them.
No, no. So, to use it in a sentence, Amy was the bomb last night, but you know, I had to fucking chuck her.
Oh my God.
That's dirty. That, but that is what the kids are saying,
so
Cliff.
So much meaning in my life.
Thank you, kids, for texting us those definitions. Couldn't
kids,
do it without you.
Text us things that you're saying. We didn't set that up at all, did we? We just went right into what the kids are saying.
We did. Now, you know, we did. Yeah, that was a new segment.
Welcome to the segment Pantheon here.
Yeah, listeners, we're doing this new segment. It's called What the Kids Are Saying. And it's where we tell definitions of words used by the youngsters these days. That's what just happened, in case you're wondering. In case you thought we just went off the ledge and started making up shit. We didn't. That's what's happened. Yeah. That is your first belt of the episode.
It's been 30 minutes, Kendall, and I've only now belched.
Can you believe that? Well,
that's a record. That's a record, everybody.
Speaking of records, it's time for Cliff and Kendall.
This is a history-making episode.
Well, speaking of history, Cliff, it's time for your media
on so many levels.
Minute.
Oh, all this stuff is future history.
It's time for Cliff's Media Minute. Can you do it in 4 minutes and 20 seconds, Cliff? That's the question.
Let's
try.
Let's find out,
let's go.
Y'all.
Go.
Kendall, did you know that John Tesh dated Oprah?
Oh, my God. No. Get out of town.
Oh, yes. It's in the new Oprah biography. Then she even alleges that Oprah and John Tesh lived together in one of our hometowns, Kendall, Nashville.
Oh, my God.
But they broke up due to the strain of being an interracial couple, Kendall.
Did he give her a hot lunchbox?
There were too many hot lunches in the relationship.
A hot lunch.
Well, no, what they kept doing is Oprah kept pushing John Tesh down into the bed for a Dutch oven. That's why. Kendall, grab your trumpet. Kevin Eubanks is leaving Jay Leno.
Oh, no, Cliff.
He has 6 weeks left, and it's going to be the most emotional 6 weeks of America's life.
Oh,
the last
God.
6 weeks.
I know it will for me.
Kevin Eubanks.
Why, Cliff? Why would he do such a thing?
I don't know why anybody would ever leave.
I'm going to start practicing my guitar, so maybe I could be a replacement. Do you think I could
I thought he played the trumpet, but I was thinking of Wynton Marsalis.
You were thinking of somebody else. Do you think I could be the guitar player on the Tonight Show?
Kendall, probably.
I don't know. They need a bigger seat for me.
So long as you wear a Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast guitar strap.
Jay Leno would say something funny. I'd say, ha ha, you should listen to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Kendall, the Scottish equivalent of Cliff and Kendall, Susan Boyle, she wants to do a duet with Lady Gaga. She considers Lady Gaga a true artist and loves her fashion and admires her vocal chops as well. Unfortunately, Subo also wants to belt one out for the Pope. Here's
Oh, God,
Subo.
Take that Pope.
Subo.
Take it. Take that and shove it up your holy stick.
Here's hoping she just wants to sing our version of Take That Pope from our show in Vatican City.
We should send that to her. I bet Lady Gaga would sing that.
She Take That Pope. I love her. Get up. I got a bombshell for you.
Uh-oh.
The women of Sex and the City may be getting older, but they've never been better. According to movie star Sarah Jessica Parker, the 45-year-old actress reprises her role as writer Carrie Bradshaw, my alter ego, in the sequel due out in theaters May 27th. She May and 20? Her co-stars, who play Miranda, Charlotte, and Samantha, as if I need to tell you that, didn't need to act like they were having fun on the set, Kendall. They really were having fun. Isn't that great news? Sometimes I like to just include some good news.
Just like when we're doing this show, we really are having fun.
We really are, Kendall. People would never know.
Do you remember
the strained power struggle behind the scenes?
Do you remember that time we went to a wedding out in the middle of nowhere and you and Susan made me watch Sex and the City?
Yeah, it was all about Tuka Slingus.
And I'm like, who is this Mr. Big character? And you were having to describe to me.
But your life's been better for it ever since. Kendall.
Oh, yeah.
And my final piece of weird news might be better of medium in it.
Weird news. Don't take
better.
My fucking segment!
This might be better suited to weird news, what I meant to say.
Okay.
Sci-Fi Channel has acquired the rights to the World Wrestling Federation's Friday Night SmackDown.
Ooh, that is sci-fi.
But in related news, Kendall, there's a bidding war going on for the rights to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We might be moving to the Home Shopping Network or ESPN2 or, strangest of all, Comedy Central.
Oh, surely not Comedy Central.
They wouldn't have us. They would say, where is the comedy?
They'd say, we are too fat for comedy.
We see the central. We just don't see the comedy.
We are central, Cliff.
We are central. Like we are the sun. Everything is drawn toward us.
Well, I would love to be on Comedy Central, but we'll never make it that far. And that's pretty sad, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, wait.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Oh, Kendall, find out. Didn't we ask a question on Facebook?
Oh, you are right. We are too out of the know to find out what's going
on. You thought I was out of the know, but I'm in the know.
But you are right on top of the know. Now, Cliff, we asked the question, should marijuana be legalized? And why or why not? Here are the answers that we got. Now, Brent White, weirdo. He said... That's two dings. He said it's illegal?
Why would he say such a thing?
Ellen, she said, also, it's illegal? Oops.
What a popular answer.
Cat said, Cat Cat Massey, said, I use it for my stiff joints. Perhaps I should roll them looser. What a comedian we have. I'm surprised we didn't get more answers on that. That is such a topical question.
Here's why, Kendall.
People are afraid to weigh in on that.
They are afraid. We have to weigh in on everything because we're so fat. But
we really weigh in.
We really, when we weigh in around the house, Kendall, We've been waiting around the house. I think people were afraid to comment because they didn't want their name linked to a question about marijuana. Because this kiddo, this show will be in the Smithsonian one day. It will be replayed and treasured for generations.
Charles the contractor did not even call in. Or so he was. Know.
I you think Charles it was maybe controversial. Too stoned to know. He's been spliffing Charles out this whole episode. Now, Kendall, let me tell you real briefly. It is common to hear about Abraham Lincoln, okay, one of American politicians known for his past use of cannabis.
Has cannabis been around that long, Cliff?
Yeah, and Abraham Lincoln, he just loved it. His log cabin. He wrote of his one of
he
his.
He probably did his speech on when he was stoned.
What people don't tell you is that it's
seven years ago.
That's how
he
that
was
goes.
Eating a bag of chips when he said that.
Oh, Kendall, don't give me any ideas. He said that one of his favorite things was smoking a pipe of sweet hemp.
Hmm.
And Kendall, well, I want to let everybody know I have the origin of the expression 420. I've got it right here on this paper. But there's just not enough time. They're going to have to Google it, Kendall.
Oh, no. Well, that's so sad that people aren't going to find out here on the show.
Oh.
You know what else is sad, Cliff?
Oh, I cannot. Oh, Lord.
Maybe if they go, Cliff, to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, they might find out.
Or, that's a natural high.
That's a natural high. There's no, that's not illegal. That's completely legal. You can go also to cliffandkendall.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall.com. You can call in on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. I just coined that term. Did you hear that? Or you can always search for us at iTunes at Cliff and Kendall. Remember when Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn coined the phrase to coin a phrase?
I do. I love that story.
So, Cliff, do you have a quote?
I have two. Do you have a quote?
I do, too.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'll go first.
All right.
I think people need to be educated to the fact that marijuana
is not a drug. Marijuana is an herb and a flower.
Can I please finish my quote? You've got two. Marijuana is an herb and a flower. God put it here. If he put it here and he wants it to grow,
what gives the government the right to say that God is wrong?
God is wrong, and that's Willie.
That was said by Willie Nelson.
Why would you take my quote?
Why would you take my quote? Get into the whole internet. It's full of marijuana quotes.
You had two of them, and you had to take mine.
You had two, and you had to take mine. So really, there's only three y'all have to listen to.
Well, my second quote, Cliff, is marijuana is good, and that's said by Cliff.
No, I never said such a thing in my life. Do not allege things. You said it, Kendall, not me.
No, I said it.
Is marijuana addictive? Yes, in the sense that most of the really pleasant things in life are worth endlessly repeating. Isn't that beautiful? That's why we're addicted to
like
buffet
this show.
Lines.
And the show.
This show!
I have my headphones in listening to the show as I go through the buffet line repeatedly.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Cliff, take us home, don't you?
Take me home, awareness roads. I feel like we did not even touch on the topic of awareness.
Now we didn't. Next time we'll have to be more aware.
We'll have to be more aware next time. I'm Cliff.
Yep. And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody, and putting up with this awareness that you've had to suffer through.
Kendall is so aware right now. He did not even know we were on the air this whole time.
We are?
I'm Cliff.
You already said that. We love you. Say it.
I love you. Say it.
I'm a true ganja man. Me talking some roots rock and reality. And up on the mic, now the one rock a day. Me born and me go in a New York City. Me coffee teach the people love and unity. It's every type of man them we smoke sense. The young and the middle and the elderly. The rich man and the man we living in a poverty. Some them a belly full and some them a hungry. So when we get together in a we community, we take a one car, be all our family. I'm passing on this like a 1, 2, 3. The bridge and you got to bless that. You want it gone properly. The healing of the nation certainly. you like it and you pass it and you feel high real. Some them a follow me, some them a disagree. Nobody could a ever take away my sensitivity. Oh, says I fear Babylon. Tell them say I'm a true ganja man. No, me no fear Babylon. Tell them say I'm a true ganja man. Oh, says I fear Babylon. Tell them say I'm a true ganja man. No, me no fear Babylon. Tell them say I'm a true ganja man.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Tell them, say, I'm a true ganja man. Oh, says I fear